Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to see can I file a new claim.
Okay. May I have your social?
421-410520.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me? I'm so sorry.
421-410520.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
Maisha Lick. What did she say?
Your date of birth and your mother's maiden name?
082993 and Lick.
Oh. Okay, give me one moment. Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Okay, did you attend any college?
From college.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
I have my permit. You need a number.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
102-522-4333.
What's the state?
Alabama.
Okay. Cause we have on file 196-0005.
Yeah, I had upgrade. That was just my non-driver ID.
Okay, let me change this. Okay, can you give me that permit number one more time?
Yes, ma'am. 102-522-4333.
Okay. If you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
May I have a routing number?
263-281-679.
Right, this is your, is it a traditional bank, like a bank you can walk into?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, can you repeat that routing number for me?
263-281-679.
Okay, and what's your account number?
190-556-002019.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat it back out to you. Your routing number is 263-281-679.
Yes, ma'am.
And your account number is 190-556-002-0191.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
64E Kennedy Circle.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
The same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can you verify your telephone number for me?
251-253-0173.
Okay. Your mailing address is 64 East Kennedy Circle. That's Monroeville, Alabama, 36460. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Frisco City, Tuscaloosa, Anniston, Enterprise, or none of the above?
Frisco City.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? The 2006 Jaguar, 2004 Mercedes-Benz S-Class, a 2003 Auto Allroad, or 1997 Azuki Rodeo, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 641 15 Court Northwest, 532 Drury Road, 42 Jackson Way, or 103 Moon Glow Drive, or none of the above?
532 Drury Road.
Okay. These are yes, no questions. Did you file for receipt of unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
Hold on. On the 22nd of this month.
Okay. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay, do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for your business?
No.
Okay, are you currently working solo on commission base or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll just say 15 to 20 miles.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage which you accept?
12.
$12, okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, what was your job title?
Module picker.
Okay, you said module picker?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No.
Okay, what job are you seeking for?
Any job? No, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, what was the name of your last job, the one you're on employment for, the company name?
Fruit of the Loom.
Okay, would it be under Vanity Fair Brands?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do you have a good phone number for this job?
251-743-6330.
Okay, you said 251?
Yes, 743-6330.
Okay, that number is 251-743-6330.
Yes.
Okay, when did you first start this job?
June 24, 2019.
Okay, what city and state was this work performed in?
Monrovia, Alabama.
Okay, one moment. Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working for this job?
I got fired.
Okay, why was you discharged?
I guess disorderly conduct.
Okay. Okay, what was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Lisa Blake.
Was she your manager, supervisor?
HR
manager. Okay, what was the date of your discharge?
Today.
Today. Okay. Okay. What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Fight.
Okay. Okay. Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
I walked away.
Okay. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. Your temporary PIN number would be 2093.
Okay, hold on. Let me put it down. Okay.
Okay, if you ever forget the last two of your social and the last two of your birth year.
Okay,
I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Correctional System. Your correction application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active correction application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week can result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. But if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday with that 4-digit PIN number I gave you.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. You're going to read this information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. But if you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about this information, you can call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.